This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Gaza, aid flowing again and Hamas working to recover remaining deceased hostages to return to Israel. Vice President J.D. Vance, traveling to the region, says he remains optimistic that the ceasefire deal will hold and Hamas will disarm.
The only real mediators are the United States of America. And so that's the role that we're going to play. I think the American people should be proud of it, but they should know that there are going to be no American boots on the ground in Gaza.
Vance and U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are back in the region to shore up the U.S. peace plan. Former Congressman George Santos, whose federal prison sentence was commuted last week by President Trump, could still face legal troubles. Prosecutors on Long Island are not ruling out the possibility of bringing local charges against the Republican in the district he represented. Santos was serving a sentence for fraud and lying to Congress when the president intervened. Tropical storm Melissa has formed in the Caribbean and could target Haiti, the DR, Jamaica, and Cuba. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has sent a letter to the Capital Times demanding a public correction of recent reporting on the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's handling of educator misconduct investigations. The letter outlines how the reporting misrepresents the DPI's work, omits critical legal and procedural context, and ultimately undermines public trust in the systems designed to protect Wisconsin students. Dr. Underley stated, "Student safety is the foundation of everything that we do in education. Every allegation of educator misconduct is treated with the highest level of seriousness and is thoroughly investigated by the Department of Public Instruction. Any suggestion that the DPI withholds information from the public is categorically false. Records are released in accordance with open record laws, and educator license statuses are publicly available to anyone on the DPI's website." A bridge built in the 1930s to get across the Mississippi River is now closed for demolition. Jimmy Koska reports.
The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa south of La Crosse is now closed. The Black Hawk Bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge, is in the process of being replaced. The bridge was built 94 years ago and has been closed twice in the past 2 years for structural issues. Construction on its replacement began 2 years ago and is scheduled to open in 2027. In the meantime, the DOT will be providing free car ferries to cross the Mississippi River, while heavier truck traffic will need to use the posted detour through Prairie du Chien a half hour to the south.
You can find more details about the project on both the Wisconsin and Iowa DOT websites.
The future for Luke Fickell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks Saturday night in Eugene. The Badgers are 2-5, losing 5 games in a row. Luke Fickell was asked if he knows yet if he'll be back next year at Wisconsin.
No, I don't think any of us have a crystal ball. I've never asked the question. It's not something that I can dwell upon. It's not something that I can't tell you that it's not something that doesn't you don't think about.
Chris McIntosh, the Badgers athletic director, releasing a statement saying Wisconsin remains supporting Fickell in his role as the head football coach. NFL, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh Sunday night. Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie on what he was most proud of in their win over Arizona.
You know, that's what we've been talking about since the start of the season, you know, just finishing throughout the entire week. That's what we emphasized, and, you know, we got the opt to finish, and we did it.
That's linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers, clouds, and a very stiff west and northwest wind between 35 and 40 miles per hour for your Tuesday afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, shower chances wind down. The breeze stays up. Clouds in upper 30s near 50 Wednesday. Currently 46 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
They were it. That's the ballgame.
Adrian Klenz is executive director of the Center for Deafblind Persons. Those cuts, those programs would be rolled into something else. Is there a group deafblind children could be folded into?
There is no other program. Those seven individuals have the specialized training to help those with dual sensory loss. There's no one else in the state of Wisconsin that has that training.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one Department of Agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcast host Jimmy Pardo, then Mission 1 Billion co-founders Rex Sykes and Rocky Wagenhurst join the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our show. This is an amazing story. This is out of CBS News from Scott McFarlane, who is a CBS correspondent. He says, court documents obtained by CBS News say Christopher Moynihan was arrested Sunday after saying in text messages that he planned to eliminate Hakeem Jeffries when Jeffries went to deliver a speech Monday to the Economic Club of New York. Now, who is Christopher Moynihan? Well, it turns out Christopher Moynihan is one of the guys who was arrested after January 6th by the FBI, was successfully prosecuted, was convicted, had like five convictions, five misdemeanor charges for his role in the January 6th attack. He was part of the rioters who broke into the Senate chamber. He, quote, rifled, this is from his conviction, quote, rifled through a notebook on top of a senator's desk saying, there's got to be something in here we can effing use against these scumbags, end quote. And he was filmed doing that. And so Trump gives this guy a pardon. And what does he do? He starts planning to assassinate Hakeem Jeffries, you know, the number one Democrat in the House of Representatives, the guy who has replaced Nancy Pelosi, essentially. He's the minority leader, but he's, you know, there he is. He says, Hakeem Jeffries makes a speech in a few days in New York City. I cannot allow this terrorist to live. Even if I'm hated, he must be eliminated. I will kill him for the future. It kind of reminds you of a member, Andrew Tate of Houston, Texas. He was rearrested. He was another January 6th guy who was freed by Donald Trump, and then he was arrested for raping children. Or Matthew Huddle of Indiana, who was fatally shot by the police while resisting arrest during a traffic stop. Just some real patriots there, right? Some real gems. Only the best people, as Donald Trump likes to say. Meanwhile, George Santos gets out of prison. And, you know, I told you, I mentioned this in the previous hour, that in my opinion, this is Donald Trump messaging. I don't think this had much to do with Santos. Although it's possible. I mean, it's possible that Santos knew somebody who could give $1 million to Donald Trump, which seems to be his price to get a pardon. Or, you know, other favors, his minimum price. And you see this with, you know, businessmen and women and companies. You know, you give money to Donald Trump privately. You know, the United Arab Emirates, they gave $2 billion to his sons, to Don and Eric, and Steve Witkoff's sons for their new, you know, what do you call it, crypto business. $2 billion. And in exchange for that, Trump gives them hundreds of thousands of these top security NVIDIA AI chips. that are never supposed to leave the country. And the UAE has a mutual defense treaty with China. And the whole point of the thing around these chips is to not give them to China. Yeah, I mean, Trump is just breaking bribery laws left and right. But I haven't seen any evidence that Santos bribed him, like many others have, actually, apparently. And Rudy Giuliani, of course, bragged about this back in the day, you know, back in 2020, that he and Trump were charging $2 million for a pardon and they'd split it 50-50. Rudy got $1 million and Trump got $1 million. And that got, you know, again, you know, Merrick Garland never followed up on that one either. But anyhow, if Santos didn't actually bribe Trump, then why did Trump pardon him? I think, as I mentioned earlier, just very briefly, I want to expand on this a little. I think it's a message. I think he's talking to the Republican Party. I think he, you know, as I mentioned in my opening rant, virtually without exception, the successful dictators who came to power through an election and then ended their country's democracy did it based, you know, on a platform of overwhelming popularity. And Donald Trump doesn't have that platform. Now, the way that Mussolini ended democracy in Italy, I think, was interesting and perhaps instructive. What he did was he packed the court. You know, their Supreme Court and their federal courts, I mean, their court system is slightly different than ours and has different names, but, you know, the effect was the same. He packed the court first. And then, you know, he just started doing things that were patently illegal, and the court just kept backing him up. And we are seeing, you know, a similar thing going on right now. But I don't think it's going to last. I really don't. Because he is so unpopular, and there's so much pushback. And now you're starting to hear Republicans pushing back. And, you know, dear God, you know, let us take control of the House of Representatives, right? I mean, it's like, if that happens, and, you know, I mean, it's probably going to be 14 months before we know, but it might be as little as two. But if we get back, if Democrats get control of the House of Representatives, that's it for Trump. They will take him down, and that's why he's got all these states gerrymandered. You know, North Carolina just did it. And what's amazing, you know, it just passed the North Carolina House, this new redistricting map, which is going to give North Carolina, I'm sorry, I don't have the exact numbers right in front of me, but it's something like, well, more or less on the order of two-thirds or maybe even four-fifths of the people that they send to Congress are Republicans, even though the state is a 50-50 state. This is a state with a Democratic governor. In a statewide race, a Democrat was elected governor in North Carolina. So what did the Republicans do when the Democrat was elected governor? They passed a law saying that the Democrat can't, that the governor can no longer, for the first time in the history of North Carolina, can no longer veto legislation. They gutted the power of the governor because it was a Democrat. These guys play for keeps. So this morning, yesterday, it passed the House, the North Carolina House, this redistricting, and it's going to the Senate today, and it'll probably pass the Senate today, and that makes it law because the governor has no veto. So that's another state. And they're just ticking them off one after another. And they think that, you know, when they're all done, they're going to have a permanent 20 to 24 person Republican majority in the House of Representatives. Well, that assumes that the voting patterns in 2026 are the same as they were in 2024. I think that's a very dangerous assumption. And I think that's why Donald Trump pardoned George Santos, to bring it back to the topic of this rant. I think that George Santos, I don't think Trump gives a rat's, you know, I don't think he cares. He doesn't give a rat's patootie about George Santos. George Santos never did anything for him. He's not going to, you know, they're not buds. George Santos is weird. He's a professional liar. He's a BS artist. Pathologically, he's mentally ill. And Trump knows that. But Trump wanted to send a message, and I think I believe it was Marjorie Taylor Greene who started this. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene defined Donald Trump on the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. And then yesterday or the day before, she came out and made this statement that, you know, if Trump keeps trashing our economy through things like tariffs and, you know, refusing to fund the Affordable Care Act with those subsidies, it'll keep insurance rates low. And she came right out and pointed out that her own son's insurance is going to double as a result of the big, beautiful bill, right? She said this. And so I think Trump needed a vehicle for a message to the Republican Party. And that vehicle is this pardon, it's actually a commutation. He didn't give him a complete pardon, but he gave him a commutation. And not only does he get out of jail, but there's a $375,000 in restitution that Santos had to pay to his victims. I mean, keep in mind, he went to jail for financial fraud, not for all the lies he told to get elected. He went to jail for financial fraud, for stealing from people. And then he also had $205,000 that he was supposed to forfeit, that he was supposed to give, you know, that he was supposed to, you know, pay to the state to cover his crimes. So that's over $500,000. And now he doesn't have to pay that back. So he's got some money. Maybe he's given that money to Donald. I don't know. But you ever heard of Richard Osthoff? Richard Osthoff, O-S-T-H-O-F-F. Is this veteran, he was a homeless veteran who had this dog. It was an old service dog. And his dog was sick. His dog's name was Sapphire. And the media did a story about this. Some reporter someplace, you know, met Richard Osthoff on the street, you know, sleeping in his cardboard box or his tent or whatever with his dog. And they did a nice little story about it. And so George Santos goes out and sets up this GoFundMe page to pay for the veterinarian for this guy's, for this veteran's dog. And he raised $3,000 on GoFundMe. And then Santos kept the money himself, or at least that's the allegation. So Osthoff now comes out and says, you know, that now that Santos has been pardoned, Osthoff says, I was just really sick to my stomach for the president of the United States to stick me in the gut with a knife. He should have done, Santos, should have done at least half of his 7 years. This is disgusting. It's shameful and a disgrace, and I'm almost ashamed that I serve my country now. This is not the country I raised my hand to serve. That man disrespects the military and veterans and just about everybody that doesn't wear a red hat every single day. He is a walking middle finger. Well, once again, my point is, I think that he got George Santos out by way of saying to Republicans, this is a message for elected Republicans, stay with me, and no matter what kind of crime you commit, I'll get you out. But cross me, like James Comey did, lifelong Republican, cross me if you're a Republican, and I will make your life hell. That's the message that Donald Trump delivered with the Santos commutation.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the True People's Media. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Matt Nair on Air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt Nair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt Nair on Air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number 2 with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
They say tone it down while the fire's still burning. One side's preaching hate, the other's still learning. False balance feeds the flames. We all know the plan. Democracy's breaking on the both sides.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Sean in Moscow, Pennsylvania. What a great name for a town, Sean. What's up?
Hi, Tom. I was wondering what your thoughts were on a military takeover happening right here in America. Is that anything that would be possible?
A military takeover of what? I mean, what kind of scenario are you envisioning?
Like of the government. Like I guess, like what happened in Egypt, right? Wasn't the military went in and had a coup of the government? And
Yeah.
Kick the bad guys out.
Well, actually,
took over to government, right?
Yeah. I don't recall exactly how it played out in Egypt. I know in Turkey what happened was the military tried to overthrow Erdogan. And while he was out of the country.
Did that happen here?
And he came back in and he got control of the military and executed a bunch of people. Okay. And el-Sisi certainly controls the military in Egypt. I'm very skeptical of that, Sean. I think that when Whiskey Pete had all the generals and admirals and whatnot come to D.C.
Right, when that happened, you would think that would be, let's kick these people out.
Yeah, well, I think he was trying to prepare them for something like a military coup or that he would use the military for a Trump coup. And I think he failed. I think he shot himself in the foot, metaphorically.
Because
I think that all of these military people had been living in their own little silos. You know, I mean, they were all running. You know, I'm running a battleship. I've got a base here. I'm in command of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And they weren't in touch with each other in a way that would allow them to have private conversations about this guy is nuts. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And when you bring them all together in one place. Something happens. My old friend David Corton wrote an op-ed about this a couple of weeks ago, and I've mentioned it on the air before. But David really knows. He's the guy who wrote the book When Corporations Rule the World. But you know, he worked for our federal government for most of his lifetime, I believe, and for the World Bank also. He traveled around the world. He and Fran, his wife, lived in Asia for a while. And he knows this stuff, and he knows how the military works. And he's saying, you know, no, you brought all these guys together, and they had an opportunity to talk to each other and realize that, you know, they're going to stand in resistance to Trump.
I hope so.
At the senior levels, I mean, every single one of these guys is a college graduate. Right. I mean, you know, if you're not a college graduate, you don't get into the officer corps except under extreme circumstances. You can climb your way up in the enlisted men. But, you know, it's a whole separate kind of class structure. And and the military colleges, you know, West Point and the Naval Academy and all that, they are very, very emphatic about teaching the Constitution and the importance of the Constitution, the importance of civilian rule over the military. Frankly, Sean, I think a military coup is the last thing I'm concerned about. I think that's why Trump is building a separate police force, and that's ICE.
Well,
I'm far more concerned about ICE taking over the country. Yeah. Sean, I got to run, but thanks for the call. ICE is the group that I think has the greatest potential if anybody is going to try to rise up and seize control, you know, take over the states, basically displace state leadership. It'd be ICE. I don't think they're going to pull it off either, though. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, a biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, ZYPPAH, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So ZYPPA, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that ZYPPA is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, If you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zyppah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zyppah.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511.
President Trump said he was considering importing beef and maybe cattle from Argentina. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at how the industry and traders are reacting after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Agricultural groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, say it's disappointing that the president said he was considering importing beef from Argentina. And the markets are also reacting to that slip of the tongue. Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing talks about it.
I wasn't surprised it was going to be beef from Argentina just because of the kind of the big brother mentality we've got with Argentina here over the last few weeks. So we'll have to see what the impact is, if it even occurs. Obviously, some of the beef cattle groups and ag farm groups have really kind of stepped up their noise against this type of a policy, just basically say, let the free market work. So we're going to have to see how this kind of plays out.
Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices next.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of agribusiness throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 12th and 13th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depths of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
Markets are mixed. Midday on a Tuesday from Chicago, December new crop corn is down 3.25 cents at 420 a bushel. November new crop soybeans are up 0.75 cents at 1032.5. Cash wheat is down 4 cents at $5.75 a bushel. And July 2026 new crop wheat is down 3.75 cents at 540.5. The class 3 milk contracts are trading higher. November milk up 23 cents at 1725 a hundredweight. The December contract up 7 cents at 1680 a hundredweight. Don't forget to follow along with more agribusiness news at MidwestFarmReport.com. You'll notice at the top of the homepage there are links to your Apple or Google Play Store. That's how you can get the Midwest Farm Report app. You're going to want to check that out. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Of showers, clouds, and a very stiff west to northwest wind between 35 and 40 miles per hour for your Tuesday afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, shower chances wind down. The breeze stays up. Clouds in upper 30s near 50 Wednesday. Currently 46 degrees.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Sure.
the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
So this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are you can tough it out, get sick, and take some time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people, or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match the symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not, by the way, a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and they're great for when you're traveling. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off. Just go to urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and then when you get to the checkout page, the little box says promo code, put in Tom also. urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use the promo code Tom.
We stand at the edge. We're caught in the storm. The rich built their mansions, the people more. They bought the laws, they bought the courts. Now they're coming for the last of our rights, of course.
They tell us it's over, say there's nothing to do. Choice before tyranny. Stand up, rise up, or fall on our knees. History's watching, the moment is near. Will we choose courage or give in to fear? The billionaires smile as they fan the flame.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Senator Deb Fischer's pushing back on Donald Trump. Trump is out here saying, hey, you know, buy Argentinian beef. he's desperate to help Milei. Milei's in big trouble. And now the banks, he's got this $20 billion bailout of Milei. Keep in mind, $20 billion is what the Democrats are asking for to vote to open the government back up. $20 billion to fund the Affordable Care Act subsidies. And Donald Trump wants to just give $20 billion to Milei down in Argentina. In fact, he wants to raise that to $40 billion. And the way that you have to do this is through the banking system and the banks, and it's going to be, because he doesn't have a congressional authorization, it's got to be funded as essentially a loan that the government's going to backstop. And the banks are going, whoa, he has not yet been able to organize this thing. So now he's coming out and saying, well, you know, I haven't been able to get the money down there. We need to help these guys out. So, you know, what I want to do is make sure that we're all buying beef from Argentina to support Milei. And Senator Deb Fischer, Republican, a Republican from Nebraska, is saying, wait a minute. She says, since hearing the president's comments suggesting the U.S. would buy beef from Argentina, I've been in touch with his administration and my colleagues to seek clarity and express my deep concerns. I've also been sounding the alarm on the bleak state of our ag economy and the negative impacts facing Nebraska's ag industry, the economic driver of our state. Bottom line, if the goal is addressing beef prices at the grocery store, this is not the way. Right now, government intervention in the beef market will hurt our cattle ranchers. See, Trump is saying he wants to have, you know, the federal government buys a lot of beef, right? Most of it's for the military. We got all these soldiers. You got to feed them. We buy tons. I have no idea. It's got to be, you know, lots and lots of tons of beef. And so Trump is trying to direct that the federal government will buy it from Argentina. And she says, right now, government intervention in the beef market will hurt our cattle ranchers. The U.S. has safe, reliable beef and is the one bright spot in our struggling ag economy. Nebraska's ranchers cannot afford to have the rug pulled out from under them when they're just getting ahead or simply breaking even. So it's starting. I keep telling you, You know, it's going to have to be the Republicans. And this is why those of you who live, if you live in a Republican district, if you've got a Republican in the House of Representatives, or if you live in a state that has a Republican senator, and, you know, thank God I'm not in either of those situations. I have a good Democrat representing me in the House and two good Democrats representing me in the Senate. But if I was, I would follow my own advice. Reach out to those Republicans and tell them it's time to stand up to Trump. Stop the destruction of the White House. Stop, you know, buying Argentinian beef. Stop violating the Hatch Act. Start supporting Ukraine. Stop sucking up to Putin. Let the Epstein files come out, and let's find out if the Trump teen pageant USA was, you know, feeding children to Epstein's machine. I mean, you know, we want to know this stuff. And frankly, the Democrats don't have the power right now to make this happen. But if just a couple more Republicans would break ranks with Donald Trump, I think it could be the beginning of just, you know, the old dam bursting thing. So have faith and speak out. And the number, if you want to call your member of Congress or the Senate, the same switchboard for both, 202-224-3121 is the phone number, 202-224-3121. And they'll get you right through. And if you're not sure who represents you in the House, just tell them your zip code. They can tell you who it is. If you're not sure who your senator is, just tell them what state you live in, and they'll tell you, and then they'll connect you to the office. All righty, what's on your mind today? Joe in San Antonio, Texas. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, Tom, a couple of things. I'll make it brief. First one is an observation of how the MAGA hasn't changed from the first time I interacted with him on the Internet, and I'll make this real brief. So, you know, before the city was elected, there were some people on Facebook, and they were like, well, what he means... Oh, but you're reading it wrong. And I got into it with them, and I'm like, hey, if you have to interpret what a candidate that wants to be president is saying, he doesn't have the stuff to be president, because right. The president has to be clear and precise.
Yeah.
Fortunes might hang on the balance. But so here we are, Johnson yesterday, trying to somehow figure out how it's not horrible and demented that Donald Trump releases a video of feces, you know, being strafed by him over New York.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's using satire. Again. Same thing.
Yeah.
Once we fall down a rabbit hole where you're making excuses, we don't know what he means. He himself probably doesn't know what he means. He's so muddled in his mind, he just puts it out there, and his people do the rest for him, right? They fill in for him.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't changed from day one. Also, the second thing is something very good I saw last night on the baseball game. It was so cool. And I think it's a very positive sign. Did you happen to see it?
No. Tell me about it.
Okay. So the game got real intense. It's Montreal, the Toronto Blue Jays against Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. I was pulling for Milwaukee, winning because of the players. And then about the sixth or seventh inning, when it was really, really intense, a commercial came on. And you could tell it wasn't the regular kind of commercial because of the tone right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, is this a Trump commercial? And it's talking about tariffs.
Hmm.
And the voice is so... very good, real smooth, and I didn't even recall it. So anyway, it's really a speech that Ronald Reagan delivered at one point.
Mm.
He talks about the danger of tariffs and what they lead to in the beginning and what the long-term destruction it leads to and how all the nations have to help each other out.
Wow.
And then it pans back
to
Canada
and
the United States. Right. So this is a team that got in the...
No, hang on just a second. Who paid for the ad?
Canada.
Oh, interesting. So, and this is in San Antonio, Texas. You're seeing this?
Yeah, I'm seeing it on Fox.
Oh,
right?
on a local Fox TV station or on? This is a sports game, yeah.
The game.
Yeah.
They made it to the World Series.
Yeah.
Americans who try to stay away from this issue, they're going to be watching the games.
Yeah.
They're going to have
incredible.
Hopefully go seven games. That commercial will probably play. It is so good, so compelling, because at the end, you realize it's Ronald Reagan. They're almost their god.
It's Ronald Reagan. Yeah, he is the Republican demigod.
The guy.
That's great, Joe.
And I didn't like
that is great. Joe, I got to move along, but thanks for the heads up on that. That's brilliant. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Wendy in Port Orchard, Washington. Hey, Wendy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I'm going to move to where I have a little better reception because my house has dead spots.
Well, I hear you just fine right now, but what's up?
Okay, so I'm calling just to say that I agree with so much of what I'm hearing, and I want to thank you because you are my hope in this horrible mess we're in. I stumbled upon your station, and I've been, you know, listening to it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And
KBCS.
So thank you for doing this for us. Yeah. I also wanted to tell you that I went to the No Kings protest a couple of weeks ago. Never gone before. My sister had, and I went down with her. And I know that, you know, Trump loves attention. It doesn't matter what kind he gets. But from the grassroots, it was so validating because the people were joyful and energetic, the people honking at us. We even had a couple of fire engines go by and honk for us. And so I think people need to realize anything you do, it doesn't really matter how small, it will gain momentum. It's very, very important that we are involved and try to make a difference in some way. So it was an incredible experience for me. Talked to a lady whose grandfather was in a concentration camp in Germany, several other war survivors, and it was so encouraging. So I just want to tell people, we're so hopeless. They want us hopeless. They want us divided. And sometimes it's so sad, but you lift me up. And the other people who support fighting back, and thank God there are some corporations and things that are, you know, saying no.
Yeah.
CTAC wouldn't play the Homeland Security video at our airport in Seattle.
Yeah.
These acts of pushing back are so critical.
They are, and they're growing. And it's so important that we share this with each other. Good on you, Wendy.
Yeah.
Just an inspiring story. When I was a little kid, when I was speaking in Los Angeles, I was staying at the home of an old friend of mine. George DiCaprio is his name, he's Leo's dad. I was telling him a story. I think I mentioned this on the air a couple of years ago, actually, about when I was a little kid, like 5 years old. You know, my brothers and I would get up early on Sunday morning to watch the cartoons. And before the cartoons came on, there was this one little 15-minute religious show. And it always started with a picture of a candle and a hand lighting a match and then lighting the candle. And there was this little song that, if everyone lit just one little candle, what a bright world this would be. And as I was singing the song, George joins me. I mean, we both remember this from like the 1950s, but it like imprinted on me. I mean, to this day, I remember that, and I think it's just if every one of us just wakes up one other person, we can change nation. You know, just light that one little candle. And good on you, Wendy, for being one of those candle lighters.
Well, you betcha. Thanks, Tom. I listen to you. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Wendy. I got to run here, but thank you so much for the call. It's 47 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen, you were out hunting. How did that go?
This buck is eluding me, so I'm just trying new things. I bought designated hunting clothes that I'm going to wash with special detergent that has no scent on it.
People get into the scent, and there's all kinds of things people try to do. I don't know that the science is conclusive. Otherwise, everybody would have success every time. You got to try what you can try, right?
That's spending money for no real reason, probably, at the end of the day.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. It's made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. Vibrience, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrience.com/Tom for the Super C Serum.
Slowly.
4 minutes past the hour. Welcome back, Dave in Seattle. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I have a thought question in the form of a Google search that I would like to present. Pardon me if I'm nervous. This is not something I normally do.
It's quite all right, Dave. Just you and me.
Yeah. Back in 2017, the first pushback on Trump came from the members of the American Psychiatric Association. I'm sure you remember that whole thing where the letters were written, and it just kind of faded out and disappeared.
Well, the APA actually there was a whole kerfuffle around that, and what's that psychiatrist's name, Sean, who we've had on the program a number of times? She's a woman. Bandy Lee, thank you very much. Dr. Bandy Lee edited this book called A Warning, as I recall, and it was like 30-some-odd psychiatrists and psychologists warning about Donald Trump. Yep. And the APA actually punished her for that, and she lost her job at, I think it was Yale University, over that.
All right. Well, I've been trying to talk to people about this for 7 years now, and just recently I decided on a new tack. And it involves a simple Google search. And if this Google search, I would invite your listeners to record this if possible, because this Google search needs to be put in exact. It took quite a bit of thought into how to word this. The important thing is once that enter is pushed in this search, the important thing is what AI Overview says. And when you read AI Overview, it's almost like a recap of every single thing that has been happening every day in this second term. Hmm. Here's the Google search. And remember, this is word for word. Hmm. What would the outcome be for antisocial personality and malignant narcissistic disorders in a U.S. president with zero pushback from Congress or the Supreme Court?
Wow.
When AI Overview is now, this is probably not going to work for more secure search engines like DuckDuckGo or
well, Martin. You never know, you know.
I haven't tried DuckDuckGo, but I've tried several others. But the thing with Google is that it has so many.
What does it say that the president would do? Real quick.
It just lists everything that's happened.
He'd break laws, violate norms.
Lines.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dave, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I got to run, but that's brilliant. I'm going to try it out. Thank you so much. Thanks for the call. Amazing. All right, on the other side of the break, Adam Green is going to drop by from Bold Progressives to talk about the future of our movement. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942.
Place together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the White House says there are now no plans for President Trump to meet with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in the immediate future.
This comes after the president said last week, following his phone call with Putin, that he would meet with him in Budapest, Hungary in the coming weeks. The president also said after his phone call with Putin that there would be high-level meetings between the U.S. and Russia, with Secretary of State Marco Rubio there for the administration. But now the White House says that Rubio will not be meeting in person with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Lavrov, following a phone call they had on Monday. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Senate lawmakers are not expected to take up any measures today to end the government shutdown, now 3 weeks long. Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked over extending health care premiums. J.D. Vance in Israel today telling reporters he thinks the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas will hold despite recent deadly clashes over the weekend. This is ABC News.